Hi there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we'll be hearing from Nancy Mullen. She's from Framingham, Massachusetts.
The summer that I was thinking most about God's safety, I got a camera. And I was very interested in using the camera and being able to see creatively the world around me. However, as I walked around my inner city neighborhood, there was this kind of fear over everything. I was a woman alone, and so the way I handled that was to pray about it. I would take these walks through my neighborhood, and the first part of every walk was really just getting in touch with God so that I could get this fear out of the way and be able to see the good that was shining through. And the results were very moving. There were moments where I looked around and I could see the beauty in my community, and I was deeply touched by that. I felt very close to God at those moments, and it was a feeling of great joy and trust. I had an experience that made me realize that closeness to God, it's more than a neat aesthetic experience. It's a real protection. I had been to a restaurant and was walking back toward my apartment, and I didn't realize two guys who were walking toward me had evil intentions until they were right there and grabbed me. And I struggled against them, but they overpowered me and dragged me into their car. I realized that I didn't have any physical choice about what was going to happen, but I did have a choice about what I was going to think about it. And at that moment, I reached out to God with all of the same trust that I had brought to these prayer walks around my community. And what came to me right then was a statement that I had been learning from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. It's called The Scientific Statement of Being. And it begins, "There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all." And even though I'd been told not to say anything, I began repeating this out loud, and I went through it a couple of times. And what came to me then was the memory of the closeness to God that I felt. And at that point, the fear left, completely left. And instantly, there was a change in the atmosphere in that car. The guy who was holding me down in the back said, "Don't worry, we're going to take you home." And he said to me, "Don't look at my face." And there was remorse in his voice. And you know, I respected that because I thought, God knows these boys and knows that they're good, and that's all I need to see. I told them where they could drop me off, and I was safe and sound inside my apartment with just a few cuts and scrapes, which healed quickly afterwards. I had great evidence that we can rely on God for protection. God isn't a far-off figure that we hope is going to help us. He's right there, and what we know about His goodness can be demonstrated.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Nancy and me on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. You can find the link right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2026.